Let's lock and load with Lance Fisher on Northwest Outdoor Adventures.
And if you're just joining us, Scott Haugen, Dell Stevens, Joel Follett have all joined us. And if you've missed those conversations, you can go to 95.5 The Game or 970.am and get podcasting or just simple archives of the show. Those are updated every Monday. So the weekend shows are usually about a day or two behind, but you can catch several weeks of programming there at your anytime listening convenience. Coming up here shortly, Todd Brenton of Brenton's Outdoor Adventures is going to be talking about sturgeon up and down the Columbia from Bonneville all the way to the estuary. That'll be a great report from Todd. But first, it seems like we were just talking about the possibility of a world record kokanee, and with Mr. Arnold and Rick, it seems that I don't know if we were the only ones that foreshadowed it, but we are legitimately talking about a world record on Wallowa Lake at this point, aren't we?
We really were, and now it's happened, and it's ding, and it looks like it's going to go through. So, I mean, you know, the record broken five times in the last about 11 months now.
It's really unbelievable. Yeah, it was three weeks ago, and it had been broken several times in 9 months, and now we're looking at, you know, bye-bye Flaming Gorge, right?
No, actually, Flaming Gorge was the kind of recent hot spot on kokanee, but the world record kokanee at 9 pounds, 6 ounces came out of Lake Okanagan, British Columbia, back in 1988. So it's a record that stood for 22 years. And then Flaming Gorge was, in the last 7-8 years, kind of the hot spot.
Yeah, it was just considered kind of the go-to place, and now it's hands down. It's no question. It is. It's right here in Oregon, isn't it?
Yeah, and guys were going back to Flaming Gorge to get 4, 5, maybe a 6-pound kokanee. If you go over to Wallowa right now, all the locals have caught 5, 6-pound kokanee, and people are getting 7 and occasionally 8-pound kokanee, so it's just unprecedented.
Rick Arnold of TrophyTroutGuide.com joining me, and TrophyTroutGuide.com is your resource for anything trophy trout, and not only kokanee, but browns and Lakers, and you name it. You've got kind of a cool little niche over there.
Yeah, well, you know, you kind of know my story, but when I got involved on the website, I pursued trophy trout for, you know, almost 40 years now, and so I just wanted to have a website that celebrated anything trophy trout. And so we do some DVDs and got some videos on there, fishing reports from all over the United States. We just try and take care of all your needs, anything related to trophy trout.
Well, you do a great job, and what a place to live. I mean, we are truly blessed here in Oregon. I mean, to have the kind of brown trout fishing that we have, to have the lake trout fishing opportunities, and now the kokanee are for sure on the map. I mean, it's really an incredible – an incredible area.
Yeah, you know, Central Oregon, if you took the state records for all of our species of trout and now the world record kokanee, there isn't a state really that stands up when you took, say, 5 species of trout. All of our records probably exceed any of the 13 western states for those. And we've got the bull trout, which is the only state you can, besides Montana, that you could keep one over 24 inches. And our state record there is 23 pounds, which is about 9 pounds off the world record. So we got it all over here, man. When it comes to trout, we've got it right here in Central Oregon.
So the world record process, how long is that going to take?
You know, he already talked to IGFA, and since I applied for a record for my grandson once, because children's records are a lot easier to fill, you got to fill out about 4 pages of an application. For adults, you have to present line samples, and we had to supply a photo of the rod and reel even. So they're pretty particular, and that's fine because it's establishing a world record. So, you know, it could be anywhere from probably 30 at the soonest to maybe 90 days before you'd get a confirmation you qualified for the world record. And that takes place back in Florida is where the IGFA headquarters are.
Well, I'd hope you'd keep us up to date, and I know you're going to have more stories about this about this world record at trophytroutguide.com. So hopefully you can let us know when it is official.
You bet. I'll be glad to.
So closer to the house, closer to the Bend area, of course, we've got Polina, Wickie up east. What's shaking in your neck of the woods?
You know, it's been such a weird year, as you know, with winter that maybe ended about 3 days ago. So we had no spring, and so we're at least a month behind everywhere. And this looks like it's so far. It absolutely has been the most phenomenal trophy brown spring that I've ever seen. And again, it wasn't much of a spring, but I think by my count, approximately a dozen browns over 10 pounds out of Wickie Up, with a 26-pounder landed recently, and about 3 weeks before that, a 21-pounder. So those are phenomenal fish of a lifetime that most people never see. So Wickie Up's off to a hot start this year.
Yeah, the photo that we posted at 95.5thegame.com this past week was of that 25-pound brown. It looked like every bit of a salmon, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was just short of 38 inches.
Yeah,
I can't remember exactly what the girth was. It could have been a 22, 3, 4-inch girth, too, but phenomenal fish. And that guy actually caught a 25-pounder out of there about 3 years ago. So he's quite a story. And I may do a feature on him on the website someday. So he's grown up around here and gotten lots of big browns over the years. And he does a lot of unusual things. So trying to line up an interview with him, but he's hard to nail down.
Yeah, you would want to be if you kind of had all the answers, wouldn't you?
Yeah. He does a whole bunch of different tricks. And it's an interesting guy, quite a character.
Uh-huh. And I know East Lake iced off here just a few weeks ago. Preliminarily, how's East Lake fishing at this point?
You know, there hasn't been any really large trout come out of there yet, and I had a chance to get up there last week for one day, actually half a day. And, you know, there's been some browns turning out from about 7 to 8 pounds were the largest browns. We picked up a 5-pounder, probably another one around 4, and I think we had 5 browns in the boat by noon when we left. And it just isn't quite off to the start that we normally see there at Ice Out. So, again, if you could predict these lakes accurately all the time, you'd be the hero.
Yeah, hero and Rich as well. Well, when you and I fished it together, it was more into July, and this might just be everything's a month, 2 months later this year, and really, like you'd mentioned, you really didn't have a spring over there this year.
Right, and what has to happen, too, what we saw in July and what may be happening here probably by July this year, which normally happens in June, is the stratification of the water column. And so once you get that thermocline established, whenever that starts, that sort of sets up the zone where you know that you'll find some browns in there because of water temperature and oxygen content. And it kind of gets predictable that you can pick up those browns at 30 to 50 feet more consistently. Right now they're spread all the way through the column because the water temps are still so cold in there. You know, maybe low 40s right now, still pretty cold.
Yeah, that's real cold, and especially spreading them out. I know that it makes it a lot easier if you can target the lower six feet, 8 feet of the water column. That certainly makes the playing field a little smaller for us, doesn't it?
It does. It's a definite advantage we like to have when it happens.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Rick, I appreciate you coming in. I do hope you keep us abreast on this world record. It's exciting news, and really, what a blessing to live where we live and to have the opportunities that we have. And for more information, trophytroutguide.com, right?
You betcha. Thanks for having me today, Lance.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Rick. I do appreciate it.
Anytime, buddy.
Fabulous. And for those of you looking to do a little fishing here locally, I do need to get to it. It is big news. We've got a decent run slated, and that is Columbia River Summer Chinook are officially open at this point. And really on the theme of everything else that we've been talking about, temperatures appear to be cooler here. Oh, it seems everywhere. I've heard different reports down in the estuary. You guys down there are saying things are warm. But from what I understand up at Bonneville, you know, we're in the 50s still up there. So some decent opportunities, I think, as many decent opportunities for springers at this point in that area as there are for summer Chinook. But I know that there's been some caught. I know that there's still been some springers caught. So an opportunity here locally on the salmon, which is great. Also, we've got opportunities here locally on the sturgeon coming up in our next segment. We're going to be getting to that. Todd Brenton's going to be joining us. You're listening to Northwest Outdoor Adventures.